Dylan Mulvaney charging $40,000 in speaking fees on female empowerment. By Paul Bois on July 26, 2023. Dylan Mulvaney, a transgender TikTok influencer, will be embarking on a college speaking tour soon and will be charging up to $40,000 in fees to talk on subjects like female empowerment. Mulvaney announced the upcoming speaking tour in an Instagram story last weekend that encouraged college students to book speaking engagements through the agency Christus Badofor. University and college friends. I'm booking speaking opportunities for the upcoming 23-24 school year and would love to come visit, announced Mulvaney. Christus Badofor confirmed to the New Guard that Mulvaney will be charging $40,000 in speaking fees. When speaking at the University of Pittsburgh earlier this year, Mulvaney charged $26,250 to speak. Mulvaney's booking page with CAA says that the TikTok influencer can speak on a variety of topics, including women's empowerment. Dylan Mulvaney, she/they, is a trans actress and content creator. She was touring with Broadway's Book of Mormon, and when the pandemic hit, she turned to TikTok and began sharing her transgender journey with her millions of followers. Her series titled Days of Girlhood received over 750 million views in less than 100 days. TikTok crowned her their trailblazer for the month of June. And she made Good Morning America's Who is Making LGBTQ+ History Right Now? List. Mulvaney became a lightning rod for controversy earlier this year when Bud Light temporarily entered a partnership with him, sparking considerable backlash. As Bud Light sales continued to slip, with Modelo supplanting it as America's number one beer, the company began distancing itself from Mulvaney. In response, he accused the company of perpetuating transphobia. One thing I will not tolerate people saying about me is that I don't like beer because I love beer and I always have, Mulvaney said. Mulvaney said that the initial partnership with Bud Light sparked more bullying and more transphobia than he ever could have imagined. I should have made this video months ago, but I didn't, said Mulvaney. And I was scared, and I was scared of more backlash. And I felt personally guilty for what transpired. So I patiently waited for things to get better. But surprise, they didn't. And I was waiting for the brand to reach out to me, but they never did. And for months now, I've been scared to leave my house, I have been ridiculed in public. I've been followed, and I have felt a loneliness that I wouldn't wish on anyone, Mulvaney continued. And I'm not telling you this because I want your pity. I am telling you this because this is my experience from a very privileged perspective. Know that it is much, much worse for other trans people. Mulvaney then slammed Bud Light for not being supportive enough. For a company to hire a trans person and then not publicly stand by them is worse in my opinion than not hiring a trans person at all. Because it gives customers permission to be as transphobic and hateful as they want. Mulvaney said, adding that it will have serious and grave consequences for the LGBTQ community. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.